This gospel is a little bit tough, isn't it? It was especially tough hearing it last night and then going to the Valentine dinner where we ate and had a good time and laughed. And you know, when you look at this gospel, most of us, when we think about what we would like for our lives, aside from our normal choice of career and that sort of thing, most of us would think is good things, having a lot of money in the bank, having people think well of us, having good food to eat, and a life where there's laughter involved. Why does Christ say that it's blessed to not have those things? We have to open this up. We have to look at it. Christ invites us. And it's not a bad reading to prepare us for Lent, which is coming in 3 days. I wish it were a little longer away, actually, but it's coming in 3 days. We've still got a poinsettia in the hall. That hasn't died yet. But it will not be there after Wednesday, I guarantee you. Because it seems like this is what we all want, and yet even if we get it, we can't keep it. There's always something to knock us out of our comfort zone. Our Lord, there's a saying that I'm sure you've heard. Jesus came to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. I think they must have been thinking of that particular reading, you know. As you know, I had a back problem 2 weeks ago. It's not something new. I've had it 3 times before. And it takes about 6 months before I can sit in every chair in my living room. I'm better now, except when I sit in the wrong chair or if I pick up something heavy, you know, which I should never do. But there, I have bought a Lazy Boy a couple of years ago, you know, I find that I can't sit in it. Isn't that a shame? You're not very sympathetic either. I have my computer on the one side, and I like to read in that chair. The only position that's comfortable is when it's fully reclined. You can't watch TV in that position. So I find I can't sit there. You might say, God, knock me out of my comfort zone. It's a very trivial, you know. And yet it seems as though we're not meant to be in a comfort zone. Even if we have all those things, rich, good food, well thought of, laughing all the time, we can't keep it. There's always something threatening, one or the other of those, and you might add, blessed are those, we think, with good health. So many people, the responsorial psalm today talks about, blessed are those who follow the law of the Lord, cursed are those who follow the way of wickedness. One way leads to doom, one way leads to life. And the people of the Old Testament felt that the more wealth, the more health, the more happiness, the more children, the more blessed you are by God. I must be doing something right. If all those things are taken away, then God is not favoring me. I or my parents or my children have done something. And this is not the way it is. Our Lord tells us, beware of this kind of thinking. This is worldly thinking. Oftentimes, the greatest blessings of our lives are found in the times when we lack something. I think we all know this, and yet we work so hard to be filled with all these other things. Lent is a time when we voluntarily strip ourselves of certain things in order to be filled by other things. If we do Lent well, then when the involuntary sacrifices come, we will be ready for them. So we have to ask ourselves, is there some place in my life where I'm too full, out of balance, disordered? Is there some place that there's no room for God in my life? Woe to you when all speak well of you. Don't we all want to be thought well of by others? What does Christ mean? Is there any area of my life where I'm willing to stand up and be counted if it is not the popular opinion. If the circumstances require it, and it doesn't happen very often, am I willing to stand up for Christ verbally or with my actions, even if it costs me a great deal? Am I willing to do that? The test will come to you, I guarantee you. I have a friend that's a nun. She was asked to do something dishonest by her employer. She did not do it, but she had to quit. Those kind of tests don't come very often, but it led to the religious life. How about that? Isn't that interesting? Without that one action on her part, perhaps she would have never been able to say yes later. Woe to you who have too much to eat, who are never hungry. Who are the people that come to Christ? Who are this great crowd is surrounding Jesus? They were all hungry. Christ had fed them with food. He fed them with his words. He healed them with his miracles. But he said, woe to you if you, those who were full in the people out there didn't need anything from Christ. They didn't come to Christ. They weren't looking for Christ. They had everything they needed. Woe to you if you have everything you need. You will never search for God. We look for God usually when we lack something. So Christ turns it on its head. We need to think differently than the people of the world. We're not here to be in a comfort zone. We're here to get going. We have a job to do. We're en route to a better place. We can't stay here. We're not home. We want a comfort zone, and God periodically throws us out of the easy chair. Lent is a time when we're going to be voluntarily getting out of some sort of easy chair in our lives. Am I willing to fast something for God? That's not a very popular thing to do. And yet, there may be something that we eat too much of, we drink too much of, we smoke too much of. How about that? Is there something that needs to go? This is the time to do it. Offering it to God. He wants to fill us with something else. Not to take something away so much as to fill us. Is my life too full? Is it over full? Is it filled to overflowing so that there's no room for God? What is that thing? That's for you and God to decide. You have the next 3 days to ponder these readings. Is there something here that applies to me? Do I have the wrong goals in my life? God's way for us is not going to lead to an easy chair. I mean, we can visit there, but he's going to throw us out of it periodically. This doesn't mean he doesn't love us. It's quite the opposite. Woe to you who are rich, you are having your consolation now. That's a tough one, isn't it? We all need money. I was trying to think of this at the last reading, last Mass, but I was just had a brain freeze, I think. You know, the Pope, when we had the economic, when the stock market collapsed last year, was it only last year? There's not a person in the room that hasn't been affected by the economic crisis in our country in one way or another, some more than others. Now, I remember the Pope said something which I put in the bulletin, and I found most profound of all the things I've read about this. He said, see how wealth is illusory. It is nothing in the end. See, it is vanishing already before our eyes. It was never there to begin with. Isn't that amazing? People that put their hope in money, it doesn't last. It's not what we're about. It only lasts for a while. So nobody wants to be deprived of our possessions, but when that happens, it's an opportunity to get going, to be filled with God. It's something that God wants to bless us with. It's hard to think of this. We call it almsgiving. If I'm used to giving to the poor, giving on a regular basis, then I will be ready when God asks something hard of me, that I did not choose. If I'm being selfish in my life, then I'm not going to be generous when something involuntary comes. So our Lord, I sometimes think of life as being, I can't help it, it's my past coming back to me again. But I sometimes think that we live in an airport terminal. You know, I used to fly into Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, because that's where the company I worked for was based. I don't like Dallas, and I don't like its airport. Every time I flew in, I was at one end of the terminal, and the connecting flight was all the way 50 gates in another direction, you know? Yeah, but only a fool would want to live there. A person that spends too much time thinking of this world is like a person that camps out at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport and says, I'm never going to leave, I love it here. They're nuts. If somebody's bugging you in the terminal, it means it's a reminder that you don't live here. You see, we're ready to catch a flight. We never know when it's going to be to take us home. And we have to be ready psychologically, physically, spiritually. God keeps us moving. We're not meant to live in the easy chair in the terminal. We have to get out. Even if you're in the first class lounge, you can't stay there. None of us can. So Lent is a time to get going. We ask God to give us wisdom and insight. What is the project that you and God are going to be doing together for the next 6 weeks? This will be up to you and God. But what you put into it is what you will get out. So our Lord periodically will throw us out of our easy chair, and perhaps that is what is best for us.